We take this time to look at something or someone in Baptist history each morning. And this morning, we want to look at a man that everyone will probably know his name, but Dr. Lee Robertson. And I want to tell you a little bit about his life and how he came to know the Lord. And he was born in a two-room log cabin on November 24th, 1909. And he spent his first 2 years in near a farm in near English, Indiana, in southern Indiana. In 1911, his parents, Mr. and Mrs. Charles Robertson, took him to or moved to a farm near Louisville, Kentucky, where his father farmed. He worked on streetcars and built homes. He was a home builder in that area. At the age of 14, he was led to the Lord by his faithful Sunday school teacher, Miss Daisy Hawes, and then he joined the Cedar Creek Baptist Church there in Louisville, near Louisville. Something that many people don't know about him is that he was a young Lee Robertson was gifted with a great singing voice and a tremendous singing voice. He took professional voice training. He sang in the different universities there in and around Louisville. He sang in the radio. He sang in college productions. Quite talented. And doors began to open in the field of secular music. And the Nashville Symphony offered him a very lucrative contract. And that no doubt would have probably taken him to rising into the top of the opera world at that time. But he was saved, of course, and he felt the Lord was calling him to preach, so he refused the contract. And the first church that Brother Robertson pastored was in Germantown, Tennessee, when he was going to college. It's said that it was there, as he was pastoring and studying God's Word, that he discovered the doctrine of the imminent return of Christ. The second coming of Christ, and this so moved him that this really became the impetus for his faithful service and fervent soul winning that he would do for years and years. He was invited about that time to the very large and prestigious Temple Baptist Church of Memphis, Tennessee, where he would take over the music and the visitation ministries. And he said later that without seeking God's will, he just accepted the invitation. And he immediately realized that this was not God's will, and 5 months later, he resigned to pastor where God wanted him. And it was at the Greenbrier Baptist Church in Greenbrier, Tennessee, very small church, just the opposite type of ministry as this very large, prestigious church, but that's where God wanted him. And after 3 years, God had wonderfully blessed, and God called him into full-time evangelistic work in about 1935. He served as an evangelist for about 2 years, conducting some 50 revivals in the Birmingham area. It was while in Birmingham that he met Miss Carolyn Allen, who he married on October 9th, 1937. She became Mrs. Lee Robertson. And on that very Sunday, he left the field of evangelism and became pastor of the First Baptist Church in a very small town in Alabama. They had four children, Leanne, John, Joy, and June. The baby Joy, some of you may recognize that, is for whom Camp Joy is named. She died, I think, when she was about two months old, about 2 months after she was born, and they later would name Camp Joy after her. But what we remember Dr. Robertson for, and maybe his greatest legacy, is the mighty man of God that in 1942 began Tennessee Temple University. And he became pastor of Highland Park Baptist Church in Chattanooga. And then a few years later, he started Tennessee Temple Baptist University. And he served God there in Chattanooga for 40 years and 6 months, from 1942 to 1983. This man just wholly immersed himself in that ministry. He was, of course, a preacher and spoke around the country. During his tenure as pastor, some of these numbers are just amazing, but I wanted to give them to you. More than 61,000 people professed faith in Christ and followed him in believers' baptism while he was pastor of Highland Park Baptist Church. As I said, in 1946, a few years after coming to the church, he began Tennessee Temple University to train young people for God's service. And that, of course, also has an amazing story. Tens of thousands of pastors, missionaries, full-time Christian workers have spread around the world because of that ministry and what God did there. And I just wanted to consider three outreaches of the Highland Park Baptist Church, Tennessee Temple that we've already mentioned, Camp Joy, which I've already talked about, but Camp Joy, where 3,000 children per summer enjoyed free camping under the gospel, and just an amazing camp in its day when they were following God. And then the chapel ministry that they had directly out of Highland Park Baptist Church, over 73, I think, or actually 73 churches were planted, resulting in thousands of people in a three-state area there near Tennessee being saved. And just an amazing ministry that Highland Park Baptist Church had during his pastorate there. He continued to preach well past his 95th birthday. He went home to be with the Lord on April 29, 2007, at the age of 97. And, you know, I think of several of our favorite speakers that have come here, were trained there. I think of Dr. Allison, Dr. David Cloud, even Dr. Bob Kelly. These are just a few names that have attended and graduated from Tennessee Temple. And it says the heartbeat of his message could be summed up by his life verse, which was Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And his life could probably be summed up in the word faithfulness. And as I said, he faithfully served the Lord and preaching well past just a couple years before he died, and died at 97. His favorite chapel saying was just keep going down the line, representing being faithful to the Lord. And he was that faithful man for 65 years, a key leader, one of the most influential preachers in fundamentalism. And we want to thank God this morning for this tremendous man of God and his faithfulness, Dr. Lee Robertson.